In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the first Sunday after the resurrection, a day which is known in the church as Thomas Sunday. We all know the story about St. Thomas and his doubts, and we all remember that what he said, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And usually, when we think about St. Thomas, we think of him about the doubting person. Actually, I see him as a very honest and sincere person. He is going to go and preach something, and unless he is very sure about what he's going to say, he will be a hypocrite, and he will not be as brave as other disciples. So, in a way, he was also excused. I didn't see what you are talking about, and this fact is not going to be taken just like by telling me this what happened. There are many other lessons that we can learn from the passage of the Gospel from St. John that we heard today. First of all, there is no lack of proof for Bible facts. But without faith, no amount of knowledge or evidence will suffice. Something we have always to keep in mind. Sometimes we go and ask, give me a proof. I wanted to see it myself. There is proof for everything. If you go and search the Bible carefully, if you want to know the facts and you want to acquire knowledge, you will find this so much evidence, evident. But meanwhile, this should not be our attitude. We should not go after, try to prove me things as you are going into a trial or an experiment. I want to see it with my own eyes. Your senses will always be not enough to see and to reach the things which is for God. Don't keep in your heart that I have to touch. I have to see it with my eye. And if I cannot do this, I cannot believe. Faith is something we understand. It is beyond maybe our mind. It is above the mind. It does not contradict the mind. But meanwhile, maybe the brain of the humans will not be able to reach. The second lesson that we can learn from the reading of today is that if we do not seek to touch and be touched by God, we shall continue to be dull and comprehending sealed lumps of clay. This is exactly whom we are. We were created from the dust of the earth. And the Lord, because of his kindness, he chose for us to live by breathing into us. He gave us life also by touching us and allowing us to touch him. If you want to see and to realize what I'm talking about, examine yourself in these days after the Holy Pascha. We all experience some sort of, like, how do you describe it? Like lukewarmness in our relationship with God. Why? After the Feast of the Resurrection, after we reach the peak in the Holy Pascha, then what happened after this? When we break the fast, we break everything else. We stop praying, we stop reading the Bible, we do not abide to any spiritual law, and what happened? We go back into the old nature. We go back into what we already tried to overcome during the Holy Lent. This is exactly whom we are. If we go away from God, if we do not keep this warmth of touching him, we will go back into the old nature. We will see ourselves going to the old behavior and attitude and all the things that we were struggling and striving to forsake during the Holy Lent. That's why we have always to keep in mind, I have to draw closer to God. This is not related to a season. It is not related to a specific time during the year. I have to try to do this every single day, specifically during these holy 50 days where we feel relaxed, we eat whatever, whenever, then everything goes down. The third lesson that we can learn from the reading of today, the only thing which is worse than doubt is the indifference to the truth. A lot of people actually, they are not, how do you say, they are not believing and they have doubts, but meanwhile, they live satisfied with whom they are. They feel like it's okay. If I know it or not, it doesn't make a difference. If this is the truth, good for you. If it is not, it's fine. So what? This attitude is very harmful. If we live with this indifference, we will be led by any movement in the world. If we are not sincere in searching and finding out what is the truth is, we will end up into being anything. We'll just follow whoever is saying anything. Maybe doubting is something which is not good. Of course, we all know that. It's against being a believer. But meanwhile, what is worse is when I have this indifference to the truth. I don't care to know if this is the right church or not. So who cares? If this is the right Bible or not, it's fine. I don't care. If following God this way or this way, it doesn't make a difference. This attitude is very harmful, my brethren. It will lead us to nowhere. We will never be able to see God, and we will never be able to inherit the kingdom with this attitude. The fourth lesson. The story proves to us the faith, truthfulness of the disciples. How they hide no faults, either their own or others, but record them with great honesty. Those people who recorded for us the Bible, we can see how much integrity in what they were speaking and what they were talking. They did not hide that they doubted. They did not hide that they were afraid and they were staying in this upper room, afraid from the Jewish people. They did not try to pretend something, to convey to us a message which was not there. They were very honest and sincere. That's why we believe them. We believe the Bible because of their integrity of the people who wrote it, and they proclaim to us and they declare to us even their weaknesses and faults. The last lesson that we are going to speak about today, we can learn from the reading of the passage of this gospel of this day. We should be not only eager to know the truth, but also live according to it. What happened after St. Thomas knew and believed that Christ rose from the dead, this was translated into a life of witnessing and preaching. And he went to everyone telling them this, and he sacrificed his own blood by doing this. It is good to know the truth. It is good to search for it. But meanwhile, what we are going to do with it? It should not end up into, okay, I know now facts, and I am proud that I belong to the Coptic Church where I learned what is the truth is, but I do not live up to it. It is not translated into change in my life. This is nothing. It's going to avail me nothing. God is not going to test us in the Bible as facts. He is not going to test us in the last day, multiple choice questions. What do you know from the Bible? What we know should be translated into life. Otherwise, we will be living a life of hypocrisy. We'll just know things as knowledge, like science who know facts about things, but meanwhile, these facts have no influence over their lives. St. Thomas, he doubted, yes. But when he believed, this belief was translated into a different life. It changed him. He became more brave to go and witness what he believed, what he found out. Today, we should not be so much actually blaming St. Thomas. What has been done in this day is for us as well. We benefited from his doubt. We believe because St. Thomas was able to stretch his hand and touch his side. This was not a phantom, it's not a spirit. It was the body that was crucified, rose from the dead. Christ was risen, and this was proved by the people who saw him and even touched him. Glory be to God forever and ever.